Yo, Jit, don't sleep on this episode. It's just gonna be vibing.
Shit's about to pop, yo. Shit's about to be fire, dog.
Shit's bussin', dog.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of
Matt's Not Here!
Now brought to you in stereo.
Holy shit, are we now?
I think we've been in stereo this whole time.
Yeah, we've been in stereo for quite a while.
I don't know. I don't do the editing.
I don't either.
Who does the editing?
I don't know. Someone. We outsourced this. I don't know.
Anyway, we sent it to Florida. It's weird.
Some Floridian is taking over our podcast? Motherfucker.
He's editing our podcast.
We stopped using Fiverr? When did we stop using Fiverr?
When we stopped being able to afford it because of our drinking habit.
Yeah, that's true.
Speak for yourselves.
Well, you drink a lot of water. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? You know what?
Don't start pointing fingers.
We spend more in your water than we do in our beer.
I don't know about
that. That's true.
We drink cheap beer here at the podcast.
Yeah, we do. Nothing but PBRs.
Then wouldn't you guys be spending more on water than me if you're buying cheap beer?
What?
Cheap beer is basically water, right?
No, but our cheap beer costs less than your water.
That's sad. See, this is welcome to America, folks.
Good old
beer is
US
cheaper
of A.
than water.
What you got against America, boy?
Absolutely. Wrong with America and our cheap beer.
I don't want to say absolutely nothing, but.
Okay.
It's America, man. So, love it or leave it.
Pretty much.
You're right.
Or accept it.
Because you know
shut
what?
The fuck up.
Because you god dang know what? We speak American over here in the States.
Yeah.
We do speak America.
We don't speak no. No UK English.
Well,
we drive four fucking Rangers, and we worship Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah, yeah.
We only make left turns until that left turn turns into a right turn.
Oh, fuck.
Damn. That left turn that turned into a right turn stopped all of my state, my home state. So.
I think it stopped like...
It stopped him, too, but it stopped him really quick.
Southern states.
It also stopped Dale. Yeah. I was trying to, like, transition. I was trying to very easily segue into, like, talking about what this week's episode's about, but fucking Matt jumped on his fucking hick train real quick. Anyway, we speak...
My last name is Hickam.
We speak fucking...
And you are from Florida.
Hey, so when that happened, was the whole state in mourning? Is that what it was?
The whole fucking
like, all
south.
The flags were half-staff and everything?
The whole south was mourning.
Wow.
This isn't what this week's episode's about, but yeah...
No, this is not at all what this week's episode is
about. I think
it
was so bad. There was probably a couple suicides because of it.
Yeah, no, there were more than a couple.
Jeez, really?
Yeah.
That's a bit much, don't you think?
Yeah, let's start this episode off on a fucking dark note.
Yeah, let's get on a better note.
It's dark, but it's funny.
Fucking go Jeff Gordon.
It's been long enough.
Just kidding.
We can make fun of it, kind of, maybe
not
really.
I, for a second, thought you were going to go off on an Alanis Morissette riff. It's dark, but it's funny. We're dumb, but we're doing this weird, fucking awkward podcast. Hey, fuck you. I thought that was pretty good off the top.
Yeah,
don't look
at me
like
that. I
mean,
it's not bad, you know.
I was waiting for more.
I was trying. So was I. I was trying, dude. My brain was not moving as fast as
the hamster
my
stopped
lighter.
On the wheel, and
dude,
the hamster
dude, the hamster ran out of breath when I said funny.
Nah, I was about to strike my lighter and just... throw it up in the air, but no.
Anyway,
didn't even happen. You didn't even get to the chorus.
Since I missed the fucking segue I was working towards to talk about what this week's episode's
there
about.
There was a segue?
I was trying to work towards it, but Matt got onto his fucking redneck stool.
What are we finna talk about today?
Finna?
We fixin' to get all up in this English language talking thing.
Bussin'.
It's about how fucked up English.
I see how it is. Bet, dog.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about how fucked up English language is.
This fucking episode's gonna be hella tight.
It's gonna be
fire.
It's gonna be lit, dog.
Yeah, dude.
Look,
are we gonna be talking about how fucked up English language is
or how fucked up
slang is?
So I think
English
we can do
language
both.
Is off the shelf, yo.
Fuck it, let's do both.
Off the charts, dog.
Off the chart.
I figure we can do both. Because slang evolved from the English language.
True.
English slang did.
Right. When I say slang, my fucking English speaking ass is talking about English slang.
And when we say English, we mean American English.
Yeah, I'm not talking about fucking Zimbabwe slang. You don't hear me over here going You know, fucking a Tonto, fucking yeah, a Tonto, zack zack. You know what I mean? We probably just pissed off somebody in Africa.
I'd like to apologize to our Zimbabwe audience.
If we have one, have we checked the charts lately?
In all, probably. In all fairness, my uka uka was like, that was from Crash Bandicoot. So
anyway, I'm just fucking generalizing terms. Anyway,
guys are borderline racist right
we're
now.
We're gonna
right.
fucking. It's actually, yeah, we were. yeah, so we're gonna talk about some weird shit. Like, for instance, I have too many twos to put in my pocket.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, the fucked up thing is that you guys understood that, and everyone listening pretty much understood that, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense, though, because, like, the number two, there's more twos than two.
Right. I have too many of them to put in my pocket.
Huh.
So
that's
I have
just too much for too my brain.
Too many, T-O-O, twos, T-W-O, two, T-O, put in my pocket. And it's fucking, the English language is so fucking stupid.
Or how about plurals? You guys love pluralizing?
Okay.
For example, what's the plural of goose?
Geese.
Okay, so what's the plural of moose?
Definitely not meese. mooses.
But doesn't it make sense that it should? It's like, okay.
Exactly.
So you're off by one letter. It should be.
Speaking of plurals.
Meese.
Speaking of plurals, you have a single pair of pants.
Right.
What do you have when you have two of them?
Pants.
Pants.
Still. Nothing changes. How come when it's a single one, it's not just a pant?
How come when it's a single crow, it's a crow, but when it's multiple crows, it's a murder?
Well, now we're getting into something else.
That's something completely plurals. Different.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. But
sit your ass down. Go sit in the back of the bus.
How come we can't have a single pant?
I think it's because pant is the actual...
Is the single leg?
Single leg, maybe?
I don't know, but listen...
We probably should have researched that.
This makes sense because you have a pant leg, which is talking about one pant leg out of one pair of pants, and then you have pants leg.
A pair of pants.
Or is it legs? Because it's two different pairs of pants, but you're referring to one leg.
So my pants leg. So it's the leg that belongs to those pants?
No, that's for one pair of pants.
It's a pant leg.
Exactly. And then you have pants legs or pants leg, which is multiple pairs of pants talking about one leg. This language is fucked.
How can you? I'm so confused.
And if you go running,
exactly. I feel bad.
And if you go running, you're
going to
be panting in your pants.
It's true.
While wearing panties under your pants, if you're a woman or a man that likes that.
We're not judging.
No, we're not.
Silent. Just send Matt pictures.
No, I don't want pictures.
Send all your pictures to Matt, care of Matt Hickam at.
I want
Matt's
underwear.
Not here podcast.
Oh.
Good. I hope one of you guys opens that email and not me.
I'll check it out. But like another thing is like you can read a book,
uh-huh,
and then now that book has been read.
Right.
But if that book is red, that's the color of the book.
Right.
So now you can reread that book. And now that is a red, red book. Or you can reread that book again. And that's a reread, red, red book. And the fucked up thing is most of you guys followed along with that too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the kind of shit that keeps me up at night. It's like, why does fucking fridge have a D in it, but refrigerator doesn't?
Right? Like, that's a like silent letters.
And that worked as a pickup line, by the way. I was getting all deep, and then I would just hit it with that, and it all of a sudden wasn't deep, and then, like, it worked, and I was like, oh.
So how was the date? That's another thing. How was the date? Did you eat it? Was it tasty? Did you spit the pit out?
Oh, there. Date Light and
drop.
Date.
Date.
No, don't drop the mic.
I'm not. It's in a mic stand. Anyway.
When was the date of your date that you went to eat dates?
Right? We had a date, and we went and picked dates on our date. And the date was the third of, you know, whenever.
God, this is...
Yeah.
This is what you guys are going to hear for the rest of the episode,
so
be prepared.
The whole episode. I was trying to build up to the somewhere I was talking about, but fucking Matt interjected and made me forget what I was
Ooh,
fucking talking
interjected.
About.
Ooh, big word.
Yeah. Okay, another one, big words, right? How do you shorten a word?
Contraction.
Right, so like, cannot, or not, that's not shortening word, that's...
That's still
yeah,
contraction.
It is.
Cannot becomes can't.
Right? What's another one?
John becomes J-O-N.
Will not becomes won't for whatever reason.
Right. But No, like when you want to like shorten a word.
Right.
For example, would be IE, right?
Yeah.
And so what EX.
EX. And what do you call that? An abbreviation.
Right.
Abbreviation. Why the fuck is abbreviation so long?
Or et cetera, but everybody spells it ETC.
That's because it's et cetera.
Yeah. Not X, et cetera.
There's no X there.
No, but it's silent-ish. Not really.
No, it doesn't exist in the word.
Oh, I know, but everybody pronounces it like that.
It's not silent. Look,
he knows he fucked up. He's like, trying. I'm trying to fumble back.
Everybody pronounces it like that, though.
No, I do.
It's like Huntington Beach. Everybody's like Huntington Beach.
Right, that's just a California
thing.
It's
just like...
Oh, it's most definitely a California thing.
Cul-de-sac. Everybody says cul-de-sac.
How about Santa Ana?
Santa Ana.
Santa Ana.
That's definitely a fucking Southern California thing.
Or like a housing tract. Everybody says track, but it's tract.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I didn't until like a few years
ago. Santa Barbara.
Westminster.
Exactly. Anything with a, what is it, a T in there. It's just
California fucking does not pronounce that T.
We don't.
I know a couple
T's.
Californians who like hit the T and they fucking hit that T. They're like Huntington Beach. And it's like, dude, you're fucking trying too hard.
So let's jump ahead.
Let's do it.
So we're talking about the English language and different things like that, right? Now, what about different almost ways the language works in different states? Like in California, for example, you've got certain terms that a lot of people say in like Vegas or NorCal, like hella. You don't hear it as much around here.
You hear hella in Northern California.
Exactly. Now, this is where I'm getting
That's hella crazy.
In Southern California,
it's hella fucked up.
There's like its own, I don't want to say language, but there's a way that things are pronounced and there's a way that sentences are formed. For example, we use a lot of ums.
Right.
And, you know, things like that. So
slang.
Yeah.
But that's a Southern California thing. Like you go up.
Slang's not a slang. I mean, there's no, slang's. Like, slang
I'm
is,
saying
is,
its
is,
own, is. The way with the ums and the, it's very, people could tell, oh, you're from Southern California.
Oh, for sure. Like I like go. That.
Yeah. For sure.
Like when I go back home, people are
oh
like,
yeah, no.
People are like, you got your fucking California voice. And then I hang out there for like 3 days and then my fucking Florida voice comes out and then I come back here and they're like, "Oh, you fucking got your Florida voice back." And then I'm here for 3 days and then it's gone and I got my California voice back. Fucking it's, you know, it's where you grew up and it definitely influences the way you talk and the way you the way you pronounce words. You know, we definitely got our own fucking language out here.
Like people in Washington, what? They like, especially the older crowd, like freaking before boomers.
Boomers.
You're talking like instead of wash your clothes, it's wash your clothes.
Wash your clothes.
Or toilet instead of toilet.
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 The toilet.
You want to go get some soda pop?
Fuck that. No, I just want soda.
Soda.
You want
pop.
A can of pop?
Who says soda pop anymore? The only people who are still saying soda pop are the same ones who say candy.
No.
Yes.
Yes, we're looking at you, Matthew.
I looked directly at you to say that.
You know what?
What?
Stop looking at me.
I'm going to keep looking at you.
No, please stop.
I'm giving you an ocular pat down right now.
Stop it. I did not consent.
This makes for great fucking podcast, by the way, folks.
I hope you guys are enjoying this week's episode. As Brett scrolls through his phone,
I'm trying
for to
find
about.
The fucking thing that started this, where it brings up the whole fucking there thing, and the fucking 222 thing, because this thing had great examples of it, and I wanted to bring one up, but I couldn't remember it off the top of my head, because I'm fucking dumb.
We were talking about it earlier. For example, the one you brought up, where abbreviation is such a long word for something that means you're shortening it. How about schizophrenia? Like the whole fucking word itself looks crazy. Or dyslexia. Yeah.
Dyslexia is such a fucking long and hard word to spell.
Especially if you're dyslexic.
For what it represents, and it's so fucked up.
I'm surprised especially they didn't put numbers in that.
Especially
word.
As somebody who's dyslexic. Like,
like
Jesus.
Whoever came up with that word would just like
fucking
looking to fuck you
Jesus
over.
Was dyslexic?
What do you mean?
He said like Jesus.
Huh?
Matt, your jokes are just falling flat.
It's not a joke.
Today,
I'm
bro.
Serious. What?
Oh, none of wow. your jokes are connecting. None.
Do you know the word girl was once gender neutral?
No.
In the English language.
Tell me more about it.
I don't know. I just saw it on here. Let me find it again.
Why are you going to open
so
up
says,
a can of worms like that and then
it says at one point during the evolution of the English language, girl meant child or young person rather than indicating a specific gender.
Huh. No, this makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what is it? One that I brought up the other day where you guys remember seeing like older movies where they have ye old shop?
Yeah. That was.
It's not pronounced ye. It's pronounced the.
Yeah.
Which is weird because that Y looking letter is not actually supposed to be pronounced as a Y. Hold your fucking horses there.
No. He said hold him. Don't fucking make him talk.
I'm holding him.
Listen here, Mr. Ed. Relax.
So it was supposed to be pronounced as a T.
Yeah, because it was originally a letter called a thorn.
So then where the fuck did we get the T from?
When they did the printing presses, they didn't have that particular letter.
Yeah.
So they used a Y because it looks similar. So they started using that in place of because the thorn, yeah, that letter made the TH sound a th.
So it was basically that Y looking thing,
right?
And then the word E.
Uh huh.
And then the rest of the fucking thing,
right?
Or whatever the old spaghetti factory,
right?
So the thing was pronounced, right. and that's fucking is almost like something that we should be leaning more towards nowadays because things are getting shortened, you know, with word slang. That is a single letter that represents a dual letter sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even that's in fucking runes too. If you look at the explanation of some of the runes, it's the fucking Y looking thing that stands for th.
So eventually we just came up with the T.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we made it more confusing by going, hey, look, let's take this word that's spelt this way and let's make it mean two different things and sound two different ways.
Oh, fucking synonyms?
Like content and content. No, not synonyms.
No, yeah, content and content.
They're spelt the exact same way, but those they're two different words.
No, those are not synonyms.
Those are fucking, what's the word for that?
Synonym is like and enjoy.
Yeah.
Right, those are synonymous letters. Those synonymous words, right?
Those are cinnamons.
Cinnamons? Look at you with your dyslexia over there.
Yeah.
My
lixdesia.
Lixdesia.
I remember when he first gave me the address to the studio. He gave me he mixed the numbers up backwards.
I fucked it up so bad.
Why can't I think of the word? You guys keep talking until
about what really fucks me up is like since we're just talking about like synonyms and words that sound the same is like Zoe and Zoe, right?
Okay.
Spelled the same or
homophones.
Homophones. That's what it is.
Homophones.
Homophones, not homophobes. Homophones. Homophones. My bad.
I guess it could be pronounced homophones.
You're gonna pick up the homophone. Dial 1-800 homo for
hey.
Pick up the phone and dial 1-800 homo.
No, but like, so yeah, like
redirects you to West Hollywood.
It just calls a random number in West Hollywood. Just any random number in West Hollywood.
Or San Francisco.
You've reached our phone.
So Zoe and Zoe. Or Zoe and Zoe, right?
Right.
Z-O-E-Y and Z-O-E. Pronounce the same.
Uh-huh.
And sound as Zoe and Zoe, right?
Uh-huh.
But J-O-E and J-O-E-Y. Joe and Joey. Why are they pronounced like... Why is Zoe and Zoe pronounced the same, but Joe and Joey aren't?
Well, because there's a Y there.
Right, but it's Z-O-E, Zoe.
Uh-huh.
Z-O-Y-E, Z-O-E-Y, Zoe. J-O-E, Joe.
Uh-huh.
J-O-E-Y, Joey.
Huh.
Yeah. It gets even more fucked up than that, too. Because you start getting into contronyms.
What the fuck is a contronym?
It's a word that... two words... Or no,
Come on.
It's one word that has two opposite meanings.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, weather. Like, to weather something...
And it's... Right.
It could, it could mean to withstand through something. Oh, it just, you know...
Or weather...
Like it tears it apart,
yeah,
kind of thing.
This weathered the storm, and that's very weathered.
Yep.
Think about it. We've weathered storms. We've gone through them no problem.
But the storms have also weathered us.
But that table out there is very weathered.
From the storm.
From that storm that we weathered.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not you want to,
different spelling, that one's though, different. But that one's a different spelling.
And then it gets into what really fucked me up as a dyslexic kid.
I before E, except after C. Which isn't always true. It's a lie.
It's a massive lie.
Most definitely a lie.
Which is fucked up because they teach that in so many English classes.
I still fuck that up
so
today.
So many English classes. I fucking use
I'll
voice text
I'll go to spell
something
and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm following the I before E except after C rule.
And then you're fucking wrong.
And it's wrong.
Because you guys got to remember, it's I before E except when your foreign neighbor Keith receives 8 counterfeit beige sleighs from feisty caffeinated weightlifters. Weird.
Right. Can you that say that one more time so a little weird. Slower? Just so everyone can hear this again.
I before E. Except when your foreign neighbor Keith receives 8 counterfeit beige sleighs from feisty caffeinated weightlifters.
Oh, I thought you said weird. Slaves at first. I'm glad
I did
you
too.
Reread
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm really glad we reread that. Yeah. That's part of the reason.
And then, you know, that's that I before you thing, like, fucked me up as a kid. And what fucks me up even more is the whole fucking silent letter bullshit.
Right, right.
Right? Like we were talking about earlier. Or no, maybe we weren't talking. Fridge.
Yeah.
Right? And refrigerator.
Right. Or B.
Right.
Which E is silent?
Right? Or in scent? Like,
are they both silent?
Or like the scent and smell. Is the C or the S silent? Like, I fucking.
Or how about. How about.
Hold up.
How about Wednesday?
Why is there a D in it?
No. Why do we pronounce it Wednesday? It is spelled W E D N
E. Yeah, we should be saying Wednesday.
What should be Wednesday?
Or. Is in the word Q.
Uh-huh.
Y is fucking U-E silent after the first letter.
I don't think that's an English word.
That's not how you pronounce the word. That's how you pronounce Q, which, you know, like a line, which is a better way of saying line, which is
okay.
Pronounced
no, that one
just
isn't,
like the
that
letter
That one is an
Q.
English word. Yeah,
right.
Q.
Right, so spell Q.
Q...
You. End of fucking spelling.
That's what it's just like B. Why do we have, you know, a multiple B's when the letter B is pronounced B, but we also spell it B-E, and then we also spell it B-E-E. It's just like C, S-E-E, but the letter C sounds like C.
Or S-E-A.
Yeah, or C, S-E-A.
Oh, man.
Or, and then, so why do we call the W a W instead of a double V?
See, that one makes more
that
sense.
That makes more sense, yeah.
Double V.
Right? Unless it's lowercase, then it's a W.
Huh.
When you're writing it, but when you're typing it, it's still a small double V.
That makes sense.
So lowercase.
What's even more fucked up?
W.
Right.
That makes
sense. But when you're thirsty, right? You drink a drink.
Yeah, I mean, I'm parched.
But when you're hungry, do you food a food?
Oh, shit.
No, I eat some eats.
Some good eats.
Or the fact that, now this is for the Americans, right? Kansas and Arkansas.
Oh, don't even start on that one.
I just did.
Oh, you're going to get some angry emails for sure.
I can't wait. But, okay, and now the words that end in O-U-G-H.
Oh, my God.
No, that's not an example.
No.
No, I got it.
The words that end in O-U-G-H. Cough.
Right. Rough.
Rough. Dough.
Dough.
Though.
Uh-huh.
Through.
Uh-huh.
None of them sound the fucking same.
No, they don't. No.
They're all pronounced very fucking different. The only thing that's fucking different about them is the first letter.
Jesus. You guys want to play a quick English game that takes 2 seconds?
Fucking yes, but no, but yes.
Okay, English game. Place the word only anywhere on this sentence. So this sentence is, and you guys can play along with us. She told him that she loved him. So you can place only anywhere you want in that sentence.
All right, I'll go first. She only told him that she loved him.
She told him that she only loved him.
She told him only that she loved him.
I think he just did yours.
No, he did it before. I did it after. Just to prove that
this is still working.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you put it in.
She told him
the same thing.
That she loved him only.
Right.
The fucking same.
This is the one thing that makes English easy, and then everything else makes it hard.
Right? I think we got all of them.
Well, okay, let me see. Let me see if it works. Only she told him that she loved him.
Only she told him.
Okay.
That she loved him. You gotta get
she
the
only
right.
told him that she loved him. She told only him. Damn. She told him
all
only.
Punctuation.
She told him that only she loved him. That one's more aggressive.
That's
I only love you.
And that's only
I love you.
Only you.
Like here, it's like she told him that only she loved him. Nobody else.
And it's
loves
all
you, miserable
punctuation.
Piece of shit.
It's all punctuation. Like, for example, you can say, "Let's eat, Grandma."
Right, but if you don't have that comma in there, "Let's eat, Grandma."
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, geez.
So it's very important.
Yeah, be careful with those commas, kids. You know, those are important.
Oh man,
can be the difference between going over to your grandma's to enjoy a nice little feast, or going over to your grandma's to feast.
Yes,
on grandma.
Exactly. And English can be weird. It can be understood through tough, throughout, thought.
It can be understood through tough, thorough thought, though.
There you go.
I'm not even going to attempt that
That's a
sentence.
Bitch. He probably read it a couple times.
It's hard to read, but if you know it, you can say it.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, everyone that just heard that, go ahead, write that down. It can be understood through tough, thorough thought.
Through tough, thorough thought.
Now write that down and read it.
Oh my
god.
Or
at least picture it. Yeah. Spell it in your head. Give it a minute. Watch him fucking struggle.
Through tough, thorough thought.
Yup.
Yeah. Through tough, thorough thought, though.
It's just that one I feel is more or less of a tongue twister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Through thought. See?
And then.
Through tough. Jesus.
And then you have adjectives in the English that absolutely have to be in this order. So opinion, size, age, shape, color, origin, material, purpose, and
then...
Did he
just say origin?
Yeah, and then the noun.
Origin, he did.
Origin.
Yeah, it's a throwback. Glad you guys caught that.
Fucker.
So you can have a lovely little old rectangular green French silver whittling knife. But if you mess with that word order in the slightest, you'll sound like a maniac. It's an odd thing that every English speaker uses that list, but almost none of us could write it out. As size comes before color, green great dragons can exist.
Huh.
But great green dragons can exist.
You know what else can exist? This ad break.
What's up, everybody? Oh, shit.
And we are back from our ad break.
Woo! Yeah, we drank a bunch of coffee during the ad break.
Yeah, we did. We did.
This is just normal for me. I don't drink caffeine. So we'd like to give a big shout out to our favorite and special sponsor,
Zombie Killer Coffee.
Yeah.
I thought I'd try something different this week.
Yeah, you know, I think we all did.
It twerks.
Get out.
Right.
The fuck out of here.
You can check them out on Instagram at Zombie Killer Clothing.
You can check them out at Facebook at
Confessions of a Zombie Killer.
And you can check out their website. Place three sets of shoes inside of your cart.
Place
fourth if you want one for your own yourself.
Click
and then
checkout and make sure those sizes are 10 and a halfs.
11 and a half to 12.
9.5 to 10.
And you can make them black or camo, whatever your choice. And then let us know when they get to your door, and we will come do a special episode at your house of this Matt's Not Here podcast.
Yep, you can sit there quietly while we do the episode.
Oh, you can be in it. Fuck that. You can talk. You buy us these shoes. You can say whatever the fuck you want on the episode. Almost whatever the fuck you want on
and
the episode.
And we'll drink all your beer, too.
Oh, we will happily drink all of your beer for you.
But yeah, make sure you check out Zombie Killer Clothing.
And yeah, also
your one and only apparel choice for the zombie apocalypse.
Looking fresh while you slit a zombie's throat and fuck its skull.
Fuck yeah. Wait, what?
Whoa.
Take the bottom jaw.
I mean, I'm into necrophilia, but that's a whole nother fucking...
It's not even necrophilia. They're alive. But they're not dead, so it's not necrophilia.
Man's got a point.
Okay, hold up. Hypothetical.
Gosh, here we go.
Would you prefer a quiet zombie or like a gurgling one while you're...
It cut its head off and you got the whole bottom half.
So it still wiggles, but you don't
hear
anything.
So it moves around a little bit. You know, let's you know, dull the fingernails a bit so they're safe. Would you fuck a female zombie?
What if like when you pulled out like her whole inside lining came out around your dick like a fucking hot dog?
I don't know, man.
Guess I'm the jerk off with.
Wait, how long has she been a zombie?
Then it'll literally be a fleshlight.
Let's say a week.
A week? Ugh.
Yeah. Not a like
much.
A long time,
that's a bit, that's
but I guess
much.
It's kind of some time.
Yeah, because if it was any longer than that, you'd literally be boning her, because that'd be left.
Be bone, yeah.
So wait. Hey, so is fucking a zombie necrophilia?
I'd say it is, but it isn't.
But they're the undead.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's where I was leading to.
So is it un-necrophilia?
I don't think it is.
And you might leave with a literal fleshlight wrapped around your, you know.
Wow, we're full of jokes today, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah.
But these are fucking dark jokes.
Yeah, they are.
Hope you guys are enjoying these dark ass jokes.
Hope you guys like dark meat.
We have some other dark jokes.
You know.
Oh. Hey, maybe we should do a segment. Dark jokes segment brought dark to you by Zombie Killer Clothing.
I don't know if we'd have it be brought to you by Zombie Killer Clothing, because I know my dark joke is definitely not.
Maybe not that dark. No, your jokes are pitch black.
Well, the one that I told when we were eating sushi.
Oh, that one was fucking terrible. Don't ever repeat that one again.
I'm sure our listeners would love to hear.
Oh, I can't wait till I can say that one again.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not going to say it here.
Maybe we'll do a dark comedy episode.
So. Like, buckle up, fuckers, because we're getting canceled this episode.
For sure. Oh, man.
All right, so
next season, you guys can expect that.
Anyway, before we fully jump back into this episode, Lewis, do you want to go down to the store real quick and maybe get like a soda?
You mean pop down to the shop and pick up some fizzy drink?
Yeah, but it's kind of cold out though, so we should probably put a sweater on.
Oh, you mean my jumper?
Yeah, well, yes, but like, as long as we're good to go. Do you have your shoes?
My trainers? Yes. Yeah,
they're on? All right, cool. Real quick though, I just gotta grab something out of the mailbox. Can you go grab it?
The post box.
Yeah, go grab that. And then when we get down there, Matt, I think he said he wants some chips. So some chips and cookies.
I'd like some chips and cookies, maybe a little bit of candy.
Some crisps and biscuits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't forget the candy.
Oh, some sweets.
Yeah, cool.
I mean, I said candy.
It looks like the semi-truck went and dropped everything off. Did you see how big that thing was?
Well, that lorry was huge.
Dude, massive. Anyway, let's go ahead and
pull it. Are we going to get back in time to watch the football game?
Oh, of course. We can finish the soccer game up when we're done. Just throw everything into the trunk of my car and we'll be good
to go. Just make sure you get those sodas and aluminum cans, because they're better for recycling.
You mean aluminium?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, as long as you drop everything into the trunk of my car, we're good.
I can't believe you mispronounced aluminium. How dare you?
It's aluminum.
Aluminium.
Watch. So, he's going to come back with freaking sweets, biscuits, and freaking chips.
Yes. That's what you sent him there for.
No, like actual, like...
sweets, biscuits, and chips. That's what you sent him there for. Shut your mouth before I throw you in the boots of my car.
I want candy, cookies.
That's what you sent him there for, Matt.
And like actual potato chips.
That is literally what you sent him there for.
But he's going to come
bloody
back.
Bloody wanker.
You're fucking this joke up, man.
It's not a joke. This is serious business.
You just shit on this bit. Shit all over this bit. And then we also fucked it up because a couple of times we both went.
Yeah.
You mean?
Yeah.
Anyway.
What we were trying to do is show comparisons between both
languages. An example of the British and English language, how, you know, we say pants, they say trousers. We say apartment,
they say flat.
We say hood, they say bonnet or the front of the car. We say trunk, they say boot or the back of the car. A truck or a semi-truck is a lorry.
We say crib, they say Moses basket.
Yeah.
Which
we say sprinkles, they say hundreds and thousands.
Hundreds and thousands. That's a fucking weird one.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then what I always found more fascinating is how, I guess, proper their language is, where like we're like kind of informal.
Totally informal.
Like
we speak American.
Yeah. We feel like we will do something. They shall do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or informal, like we say fag and it means a derogatory term, or they say fag and it means cigarette.
Or a bundle of sticks.
Or a bundle of sticks.
Or a bundle of sticks.
A bundle of sticks is a faggot, actually.
And then, and then if you say it anywhere on Facebook, you just get deleted.
It could also be cigarette, right?
Right, but you can't, but you gotta say cigarette on fucking, even if you're British, you gotta say cigarette in the UK. You have to say cigarette if you're on Facebook now, because faggot is considered derogatory, which is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And
how did that become derogatory? That's the thing.
America.
Like,
because America.
I walked outside, the sun hit my skin, and I felt gay.
Right.
Yeah.
Felt very happy.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
How did something like gay, which means very happy.
Came to
be known as your like homosexual.
I don't know how that happened. I know the faggot thing came from, you know, how do you smoke a fag? You put it in your mouth and what?
And you suck.
And you suck, right?
So well, that's you inhale.
When you inhale, but America tends to oversimplify or dumb down stuff.
Right.
So that's where fag came from, which turned into, you know, fag being a derogatory term.
Wow. Ah,
and then okay, now you can't sense. Say, now you, if you're British, you can't say cigarette.
Yeah, well, it's like
on Facebook.
It's like
no, you
the
can't
word,
say fag.
Well, yeah.
It's like the word mad. You can be in America. I'm so goddamn mad at this situation. Yeah. And then you have, you know, the British where it's like, oh my God, I'm going mad, which means you're going crazy.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we could have done without all yeah, the little drama acting. There, but hey, no, you know, hey, whatever. It's cool, man. It's cool. I guess.
I could just be like, yeah, in Britain.
Oh, and then the other
mad
one that
means crazy.
The other one.
Well, you could have said the same exact thing, but with a little more enthusiasm.
Said it normally.
Be like, whereas in England, whereas in England,
you just
mix, if you
like,
say mad, you're going crazy.
What I find even more crazy or fascinating or mad is tire.
Right.
Right.
Spelled with a Y.
Spelled with a Y out there.
Get the fuck out of
here. T Y R E. And then a meter.
Okay.
Right? M E T E R out here. M E T R E over there.
Oh, so like color.
Yeah, yeah.
C O L O R over here. Yeah. And over there it's C O L O U R.
Yeah.
But it depends on what type of meter you're talking about.
Right, right.
Because it could be used as a unit of measurement.
Yeah, yeah. But we're talking about the
in meter. Terms of length, or it could be used as a meter to measure something, but not in terms of length.
Right.
Like or your water meter.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you park at the meter.
Which is weird because in America, we use water meters to measure our water bill, but we don't use meters to measure distance. We use yards.
Well, that's a whole fucking other argument that we'll get into in a minute. I did want to mention a few of the other ones, like fulfill or skillful.
Mm-hmm.
Out here.
Skillful.
Yeah, out here.
Never hear people use that.
Is like skillful, skillful, right? Mm-hmm. The double L out there. Skillful. A single L for the skillful. I don't know why the fuck we decided to add the extra L. Maybe because it's just American wanting to be goddamn different. That's why we got yards and inches.
I feel like because that's we why we did a lot of the things we did.
Like
let's
be honest. I feel like because fucking America was so
like
pissed
the rest
off.
Of the world is using the metric system. We're like, nah, fuck you. We've got our own system.
Exactly.
That's less precise.
But the thing is, it's because America was so pissed off after the American Revolution that, you know, they had to change everything.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
I was trying so hard to set you up for that joke you mentioned earlier, and you just totally fucking missed it.
I was thinking of something else because there was another segue that I wanted to go into from that, but I couldn't you know, think of it because I forgot. Just like I always make you forget, you're making me forget now. And welcome to Matt's Not Here, everybody.
Fucking A. I was bringing it up, and I'm like fucking trying to get you going. You know,
we're professionally unprofessional.
You know, like
guys.
Like what they call the fucking American Revolution over here.
Yeah, well, the American Revolution, you know, it has two different meanings. For one word, depending on if you're in, you know, Britain or if you're in America. So, for example, in America, the revolution means we won. In Britain, it means we lost.
That one was just a pity.
Yeah, you should have used the womp womp trombone.
Yeah, you forgot to use the rusty trombone.
We all forgot.
I mean, the sad trombone.
Hold up.
Assuming they'd sound similar.
I mean, you forgot to. What was the first one that you mentioned?
What the fuck was that?
That was what the rusty trombone sounds like.
Oh no! Oh no!
Do you know what a rusty trombone is?
Please don't enlighten me.
Yo, what is it?
Okay, this is gonna segue into something else. This is gonna segue. We're coming from slang. Now let's go into something.
It's a song by the Squirrel Nut Zippers.
All right, we're going to take a brief moment and actually listen to some music on this podcast.
Are we really?
I have to fucking hear this.
So rusty trombone is the act of simultaneously performing angulus and masturbating the penis.
Angulus? You mean analingus?
Analingus, yeah. It's another word I haven't pronounced.
Yeah.
Give it up to the dyslexic guy for correcting my word pronunciation.
Fucking hey, dude. When you got your partner licking your beehole and jerking you off. Now, let's listen to this song, The Rusty Trombone. Did somebody pull it up?
Jeez.
I'm getting it right now.
All right, here we go. Fuck yeah. No. Welcome to music on Matt's Not Here. Welcome to ads.
That definitely sounds like ads.
We're not getting paid for these ads. Yeah, we can't play them.
That shit. We're not getting paid for the song either, but fuck it.
Oh shit.
And fiddle by her side. She's just a low-down sucker. Her mouth through the piece, her lips through a bucket. She blows that rusty trombone. Blow, baby, blow.
Oh, wow. Holy shit.
Okay, I thought we were going to be talking about Urban Dictionary, but here we go.
I mean, we are going to bring up like slang and dirty words and, you know, fucked up things like, you know, like a fucking Cleveland steamer.
Oh, jeez.
Which has nothing to do with Cleveland.
I'm pretty sure most of our listeners might know what a Cleveland steamer is.
Yeah, we're not going to go into that one.
If you don't, go ahead.
Go ahead. Look it up. I'm gonna let them look it up. I'm not gonna talk about that one.
Okay. How about we don't talk about Rainbow Kiss either?
No, we're not gonna. Definitely not gonna talk about Rainbow Kiss. Just like we're for sure not gonna talk about what a blue waffle is,
or a Superman, or a strawberry shortcake, or Alabama Hot Pocket.
These are all things you guys can look up on your own, or a frozen fucking.
It was a Kentucky Klondike
bar.
Yes, that's what it was.
Oh, that one's terrible.
That one's simple and straight to the point. What about a Panamanian petting zoo?
What?
Okay, this one I feel like we need to explain.
Okay, explain
this. This is probably one of the worst ones to explain.
Awesome. We can fucking end this segment after that.
Perfect.
When one forces one's partner to pick the nuts and corn out of a bowel movement, the partner then presents the nuts and corn into a cup or dish. Brett's done. One then tosses the nuts and corn onto the bed where the partner eats them like a goat or other typical petting zoo animal.
Oh. I'm sorry, but if you're getting off to this shit, and yes, pun intended.
All men have had an angel's touch.
No.
Oh, that's just...
No.
That's where you sit in the toilet or urinal and your dick touches the porcelain where another, you know, that's the angel's touch.
That's just not anything right. Involving a toilet.
It's just wrong. Like Blumpkins are not.
No Blumpkins.
No,
exactly.
No. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Blumpkins are not cool. No. I don't want anyone in there while I'm
no
making a bowel movement.
Definitely not.
Because like shitting alone.
Yeah. I don't even want to be there when I'm taking a bowel movement. So like.
Because I don't want to have somebody watch me pick that bowel movement up out of the toilet and then stick it in the freezer to make Kentucky Klondike bars. I don't want them to see that. You know.
Yeah. I myself don't want to be in there. Why would I want to have someone else in there as well?
That's a good idea because I can wrap it in the bag and freeze it.
Yeah, you don't have to pick it up.
That's no. That one was fucking gross. I feel like we don't really have very many boundaries here, but I feel like you may have crossed it.
Yeah, just like cold lunch is a boundary.
We found it.
We found it.
Took us four seasons, but we found the boundary of Matt's Not Here.
Brett, you said you were hungry. You want some cold lunch?
Nope.
Go ahead.
Oh, God damn it.
Lewis wants to know what cold lunch is. So it's a simple sexual act of forcing yourself to throw up in another person's mouth, usually in the result of the other person eating it.
Simple.
That's
simple.
Not cold. That would be warm.
The simple.
Why are we talking about this right now? We were talking about slang.
Language and slang, not fucking fucked up sexual shit.
Oh,
but
Munting's
I mean, I,
we're done. We have we're Matt done. On the.
I think what I wanted to do
thing.
Was more or less talk about how certain words can take on other meanings.
Yeah,
and
like bet.
Yeah,
like this is one that like my friends used to say. All right, bet went from you know I will bet that you can't do this to when I'm like, hey, are you going to the thing? He's like, oh, I'll bet. It's like, yeah, I'm definitely.
It's like
going.
You bet I am.
Yeah, exactly. But you're cutting out you know the you and the I and the am. And leaving bet.
Oh, so you mean like finna?
Yeah, except finna is less, you know, millennial. A contractual word, you know?
You know, I never heard of the word finna until just maybe.
Oh, what, finna's like been around in the ago. South finna for a long time.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I think it started in the black communities. I think, right?
It started in urban areas, just like y'all. You know, y'all like
that's been around for fucking.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, y'all fucking been around forever. And then, you know, when you're talking about a lot of y'alls, it's all y'all, you know, and like, hey, all y'all over there, come over here. You know what I'm saying?
I think y'all came from like, shit, that was around in the medieval times, I think.
No, I wouldn't go that far. No, it's definitely not that far.
It wasn't used quite the same, but it was.
Yeah, no, I mean, it sure is around, but no, y'all was the contraction, obviously, of you all.
Yeah.
And that's started, you know, definitely in the South. Like,
anybody knows me, y'all know I say that a lot. I didn't even mean to say it right there, and I said it.
That boy ain't right. There, boy ain't. Right.
Ain't. Yeah.
Ain't a word.
Ain't a word. It is, though. It's in the dictionary now.
What the?
Yeah.
Ain't is a word. Ain't is a word.
Hyman, bring that up real quick.
A lot of words have been added lately.
Yeah, when I got that tattooed on my shin, it wasn't a word.
You got ain't tattooed on your shin?
It says ain't like you.
No shit.
It's a song. It's called Ain't Like You.
You ain't like everyone.
Blood for Blood, Ain't Like You.
Another fucking thing that fascinates me is how phrases in the English language get misconstrued over the years. For instance,
English language is just a big game of telephone.
Yeah.
It is. Perfect. Perfect analogy.
The phrase, blood is thicker than water.
Right.
What does that mean?
That means that family is more important than friends and acquaintances.
Right. Did you know that it means. The original phrase means the literal opposite of that. The full phrase is the blood of the battlefield is thicker than the water of the womb, which when examined means the friendships made in battle, the friendships made out in life are stronger bonds than those that you're born with.
Huh.
Think about it.
Because there's a stronger foundation there. It's not like it's this forced relationship. It's basically...
it's chosen.
Yeah, like you form that foundation and bond through, you know, like-minded views, hobbies, war, whatever,
And it came from a medieval time because the bonds made in battle, the bond you have with somebody when you almost fucking die next to them is stronger than anything you'll ever experience, you know? The bonds that you made at war with your brothers in war are stronger than the bonds you'll have with your brothers in the family for life.
Just think, you're with your brothers, some of your brothers die.
Yeah.
And then the brothers that are left, they're like, my brother just died.
Our brother just died right next to us, you know? So it's one of those phrases that get flipped, you know? And people are now like, oh, blood's thicker than water, you know, trying to say, oh, you should stick to your family's side as opposed to your friend's side. When in most cases, you know, a lot of people's families are fucking shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
I got
true.
A couple family members who I wouldn't piss on to put out in a fire.
Well, you look at the Revolutionary War. They're not even, no, not the Revolutionary War. Look at the Civil War. And you had two different sides fighting with two different views, but you'd had family members that belonged to the same family on both sides that are fighting each other. That blood is way thicker than water.
Yep.
There was even cases where somebody had killed their own family member and stuff like that. Or
you don't believe in what I believe in. Yeow!
Just like that, eh?
Pretty much. Yeah. Well, I mean, there was probably more shots fired, but yeah.
Yeah. And less proper, you know, speaking.
I already thought that was pretty improper, but...
That was
pretty goddamn Floridian.
That's proper for that time.
That felt pretty... Yeah, that's true.
That felt pretty Florida to me.
Yeah.
Is there something you want to tell us here, Brett? You know, like, are you speaking from personal experience? Is that what's going on here?
I've not once shot a relative over anything.
What was that wink all about, huh?
Well, I mean, paintball's a thing. I shot the fuck out of my cousin in paintball, but, you know, he was fat and a bigger target than I was.
Oh, that would make it easier.
He was a lot slower than me. He was pissed off. That was fun. That was a fun day.
Oh, man.
It's not my fault you just have more target to hit than I do.
Yeah.
Or I have more target to hit than you do. Yeah.
What?
Because he's bigger.
That's
bigger
another
target.
Thing with the English language that you can mix up words like that. Good job, Matt. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. That was all part of the...
Yay! So planned it.
So do you guys say target or target?
I say Tarjay depends if I'm referring to the store.
It depends on like how fancy I want to feel. If I'm going there to get like bed sheets and
or
like
towels or something,
and towels, I'm going to Tarjay. But if I'm going there to get like, you know, food and like
look through their dollar bin, like
playing cards, go through the dollar bin, yeah, I'm going to Target. Literally, it depends on what I'm buying.
No, I always refer to it as Target.
Oh, well, you're not bougie.
And
fuck
I've
off.
Heard people refer to it as Tarjay. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's Target.
Well, it's clearly. Like Walmart. Like, you know.
There's no accent over the E. It's not Tarjay.
No, but going to Tarjay makes me feel like I'm a fancy fuck who can afford things that aren't cheap as fuck, which is.
Like he's going to pick those towels up with his pinky in the air. When he's
also, you can't say Tarjay. There's a T in there. That T is not silent.
Well, we just made it silent.
Yeah.
Or is it?
No, we made it. Ooh. Silent.
Then why isn't the first T silent?
Because this is like English.
It's not RJ.
It's English. And it's a big game of telephone.
Exactly.
What don't you get about that, Lewis?
I don't get a lot of things.
We've been talking about it this whole episode. We start with, you know, is and end with
ain't.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because
well,
is
I'm
you
sorry.
Is or is you ain't my baby?
No.
And then instead of saying something is, we don't even say that. We don't acknowledge that. We just say it isn't.
Exactly.
Okay, then.
Ain't it?
Like, and you can, like, blink, but when you've past tense of blinked, you haven't blanked or blunk.
What? So.
That one's a bit odd.
Well,
yeah.
Right, but, like, if the past tense of drink is drank or drunk,
uh-huh.
How come the past tense of blink isn't blanked or blunk?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, womb. Womb is pronounced womb, like W-O-O-M is how it's pronounced.
Right.
And tomb, T-O-M-B, is pronounced tomb, like T-O-O-M.
But it's
shouldn't bomb be pronounced boom?
It should.
It should.
I mean, at least it'll make a boom if you aren't
careful.
It would
make more sense. This guy.
Fucking guy.
This fucking guy.
This fucking guy with
his fucking
terrible
guy
jokes.
And his fucking stuff and things.
And his fucking terrible ass fucking jokes.
Fucking A, mate.
Bloody hell.
Bloody hell, mate.
That's another thing that I've always found trippy is bloody hell. It's, you know, like, it's our version of, like, what the fuck? Sort of, you know?
Right.
But it has, I don't know. I'm not British enough to fully understand it.
You bloody wanker.
That's for sure. I'm going to fucking be a wanker.
Also, when they're calling us wankers, they're calling us jerk-offs.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with that?
It's a fancy way of saying you fucking jerk-off.
Well, for reals.
And then you have cough, rough, though, and through. None of these words rhyme, but the way they're spelt,
they should
rhyme. But for some godforsaken reason, pony and baloney rhyme.
I need some Bologna.
That's true. You pony baloney. Hey.
You phony baloney riding a pony.
While
carrying a Tony.
Bars.
All the way to the island of Coney.
Coney wasn't.
I don't know. Look, I don't know. Look. You started off strong.
Look, I'm not a rapper.
And then you kind of fizzled out near the end. So I'm going to have to give that one a
bar.
I'm going to have to give that a 5 out of 10.
I'm not a rapper.
Because you tried. You at least tried.
2 out of 7.
You know, so you at least get partial credit.
2 out of 7.
But he was too stony and he thinks he might know me. Yeah.
You only got 2 words.
Oh, I could keep going, but the next word was blow me, and I didn't feel like going down that road.
Well, you fucking failed. Come on, dude. That's what your rap gets, Matt.
That was for both of you. And look, I'm not even going to attempt it. I'm not even going to attempt it.
I wasn't
even trying. Pussy.
Because I won't make any sense at all. Because I'll just freeze up. I will make an attempt at something, and then I'll just freeze up, and it's all just going to go south. And not like the good south. I mean, like, I'm talking bad south.
Like the, you ain't from around here south.
Yes,
you ain't from
with
around
the banjo
here.
Playing in the background.
Ding,
you know?
Ding, ding, ding,
while somebody's
ding,
fucking their cousin in the back room, like that kind of south. Yep.
I'm going to get me some French fried potatoes.
What the fuck? This episode took a very weird turn.
Episode. You guys know French fries are only made in France.
Yeah. No, I know that.
Well, of course not. They're made in Greece. Everybody knows that.
Hey, shit joke day.
So many shit jokes.
Oh.
I got a shitty joke for you.
What's that?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
A wide open door.
But I just knocked. I was... Wow.
I just opened it and told you.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't say it'd be a good joke.
In his defense, he did say it wasn't going to be a good joke.
You know, it's funny because then you have also words that mean two opposite things, too. We were talking about that, right? Like clip. You'd cut things apart. Like, I'd clip those wires. And then you could also say, I'm going to clip that thing together.
I have never said that or never heard anybody say that.
Oh, yeah? What are those? Clips.
Fuck, I have heard somebody say that, black and I have done that.
Well, never mind. See, I refer to those as binder clips.
Binder what?
What about a chip clip?
What?
Yeah, clips.
Use it to seal the bag shut.
Right.
But you can also clip the top of the bag with a pair of scissors to open it.
Son of a bitch. Son of a
biscuit-eating bulldog. You've got me again, you bastard.
Bastard.
On, like, homograms, or homographs, which,
What'd you call me?
Yeah, we... Didn't we go over
words that are spelled the same but often are pronounced?
Look, folks, we're gonna level with you here.
The same.
We didn't do very much research on this one. Our plan was just okay. Let's just start talking. We're gonna have plenty to talk to. We're gonna have plenty to talk about, and I'm pretty sure this episode is just gonna go by swimmingly, and clearly it didn't.
Yeah, it
went by okay.
We wanted to hit this one out of the park with a bat, but instead we were sitting in our caves doing nothing, sleeping all day like bats.
Nice.
Fucking A, Matt coming in with the fucking win.
And what? Idioms. Do we even talk about idioms?
An idiom.
That's another episode. Idiom. But for now.
No.
For now, let's go ahead and call it, shall we?
Can we talk about one idiom, one or two idioms?
All right, go for it.
Like it's raining cats and dogs.
Give them a quick teaser of what's to come.
Like it's raining cats and dogs.
Right. Where did that one come from?
A piece of cake.
I don't know, but we're not going to we're not going to have cats and dogs falling out of the room, and I definitely want cake now. So on the next week's episode, I think I'm going to eat some cake.
And talk about cats and dogs?
And maybe eat a cat.
Actually,
dog.
No, you know what? Next week is our final episode of the season.
Oh, shit.
And next week, we do have a plan. Normally, we don't announce what we're talking about anymore because, you know, the schedule gets jumbled up, and we don't want to, like, say something's coming and then have something not come. But we are doing our 13th episode for season 4, which will be Lucky 13.
Lucky number 13. Mm-hmm. And we actually have is it single person that we're talking about, right?
Well, no, it's one of the main subjects. Yeah,
but we're going to be talking about it in general.
Right.
I have a thing that I do want to talk about. I'm going to do some research on.
Okay, I'm going to find some more.
Holy shit, we're actually going to do research?
Well, okay, so next week's episode, we've already mentioned, is Lucky number 13. Right. Have to do with luck. I have to rewatch a video, or the lack thereof. I have to rewatch a video tonight about it that fascinates me, and it's the idea that luck is self-made.
I agree.
You control your own luck.
That's true.
And I will touch on that later.
Well, you create your own reality, so you can create your own luck. Therefore, does luck even exist? Because you're creating...
Yes, it does. Mm. It's just, it's difficult to consider I'll get into that next week.
It's difficult to consider yourself lucky?
Yes. And I'll explain why next week.
Okay. I was going to expand off that, but we'll talk about that next week.
Right.
We have cock tease next week a lot.
Oh, for sure.
So if you guys want to bust that nut, tune in next week. As for this week's episode, my name is Brett.
My name is Matt.
Wait, we're not done.
I know. Say your name.
My name is Lewis.
And we're going to tidy up this episode in a very awkward way.
Let's do a quick takeaway from this episode.
Yeah, but we didn't.
No, just, and we are.
And we are.
Matt's not here.
You can find us on social media, on Instagram at
Matt's Not Here Podcast.
Facebook.
Matt's not here.
Yes.
And make sure you guys are joining the cult.
The cult of M&H.
Please come join the cult.
Join the cult.
Share your best memes.
The cult.
Or your worst memes.
The cult.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
No, don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Not yet. Not yet. We haven't perfected it yet.
Yeah.
We haven't perfected it yet.
I'm still working on the right formula. I still like
the formula. Okay. The Kool-Aid's not done. Don't drink it yet.
Yeah.
I'll keep testing it.
We don't have enough for, you know, a fuck ton of people. We only have enough for the people we have. And freaking that one guy already drank some. and he wants more now.
I know.
It's not working.
I didn't expect him to come back.
Exactly. He's got to he has to fix the recipe. That's why we were.
He didn't even get. He didn't even fall.
I know.
He's like he like came back immediately.
I know.
Did you even add what you were supposed to add?
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
That other bottle I gave you.
Shut up, you fool.
We're forgetting one ingredient.
Supposed to make him see things.
Oh, wow.
Did you drink?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little woozy.
Here. We need to add one more ingredient.
Our listeners are so, like, awesome for sticking through this weird-ass podcast.
For those of you who stuck through this, we will have Kool-Aid for you soon. We're still working out the kinks.
I wasn't even done. I was going to give you guys some nice advice here.
We could still do some advice.
Okay. So check out this advice that I got for you guys. Okay.
Just because we play the music doesn't mean
so
it's over.
So check out this advice. And it's genius. So I changed my password to incorrect. So whenever I forget what it is, the computer will say, your password is incorrect.
That's actually really good advice. That's not bad.
That's not bad advice.
That's actually really good advice.
That's really good advice.
I'm sorry. I don't know how to do
that's
this.
That's not like bad advice. Like you call your partner while you're fucking another name to encourage them to, what is it? Perform better? Do better? Call them somebody else's name?
At least know your bad advice before you give your bad advice.
Okay.
That's what makes it bad advice.
How about I don't care how nice the hand soap smells. You should never walk out of the restroom smelling your fingers. Is that one better?
Yeah, it's good bad advice.
Yeah, I did better. Woo! 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 Can I leave now?
No.
Unless you fingered a Colombian girl, then by all means sniff your fingers after.
Okay. So this one time I fingered this one